Yo, this the I Am Super Facts podcast with your boy Super Facts, episode 20. I got another one. Today, I'm excited. I got a special guest that's, you know, her first time on a podcast, and I'm happy because she chose to be on my podcast for the first one. I got, you know, the infamous Miss Nene Brown Sugar.
Infamous though?
Yeah, you infamous.
Hey, hi. What's up? How y'all doing? This wonderful Saturday afternoon. I am so excited to be here with Super Facts so we can hang out and you guys can hang out with us today.
Why you sound so proper, man?
What's
like,
up?
You know you hood, yo. Like you get on here, you talking like you from the suburbs. What's up with that?
First of all,
what's up with that?
I'm not hood. I'm bougetto. Get it right.
What is bougetto?
Bougetto is when people kind of deem you as bougie, not stuck up, but you know, sometimes you don't want to be down with the ghetto stuff, but then you can turn your hood up real quick. It's like a blend. It's the perfect blend. It's kind of like how females want that hood professional type guy that they want to date. Bougetto is the same thing.
That hood professional type guy, like, explain. I don't know what that is.
So you want a guy that you can take to a fundraiser or a black tie event, but you also can walk around and go shopping in the hood. He ain't always in a suit and tie. He can just be real professional, do some business deal, but go 0 to 100 real quick when you need him to snatch somebody up.
Okay.
You know, like that hood dude, his mama did good, sent him to college and stuff, but he still, you know.
He can still whoop your ass.
Right.
Like, it's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
He know the street code.
Yeah, that sounds like me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Super facts. Just a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them type of dudes, you know, I'll beat your ass, but at the same time, I can keep it classy and, you know. You know how I do. Everybody know how I do. I'm the people's champ. Everybody know that.
So I guess.
I don't really have to go into that. But.
Like, seriously? Okay.
How you been, yo? How's everything going for you?
Everything's going good.
Everything's going good?
Yes. I'm blessed.
Where you from?
South side of Chicago.
Boo.
So stop.
Everybody know the West Side is the best side. You know?
So, okay, so who really invented this South Side versus West Side thing? Because I don't really, I go where I want to go. I'm known on all these streets, on all sides of town. So, I don't be doing that.
We don't know
that.
You on the West Side.
Oh, they know me out West. They know me out West. Please believe me. They know Nene Brown Sugar. They do definitely know me. In a positive way.
In a positive way. You got to put that out there.
Yes, I want to say in a positive way.
Huh? They know you, huh?
Yeah, they know me.
Yeah, whatever, whatever.
With being said, stay proud, the streets going to remember my name.
So, yo, I want to know, like, man, Joe, how's dating for you, man? You know, and where you at in your life, Joe? Well, how's it is with these dudes out here? In this city of Chicago.
These dudes out here. Well, first of all, it's nothing like a Chicago man. Y'all one of a kind. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can turn up. Like I say, most of y'all are that street intelligent hoodlum blend. That's what I call it. So you know what I'm saying? You know Chicago men, they not to be dealt with like that. They fun. They the life of the party. Anyway, they go in the country. So y'all are unique type individuals. But it's a drought in these streets.
What you mean?
It's a drought on their merch. It's a drought and like dateable black males.
What?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean by that? Like
dateable. Okay. So first of all, let's put this out here. I'm in a different age group. I'm in my 40s. So in your 40s, you know, either men have either like shacked with somebody for 20 years since high school, had some babies, didn't work out, didn't marry the chick, and now they out here on these streets thinking they living their best life. Most of them are dating 20-year-olds. Them the old dudes in the club, the pants still hanging, still get every pair of Jordans and be wearing the shades in the club. You have that type of dude. Then you have the newly divorced people. You know, they did the thing and then they didn't work out for whatever, and they have children. And most of them are adult children, because a lot of people in my age group had kids in high school. And now they out here living their best life too. They wildin'.
They grandparents now.
Oh, a lot of them grandparents now. And they don't, and see, me personally, I don't have kids. I would like to have kids. So they don't want to have no kids. They don't want to get married. They don't want to be in a relationship. They out here wilding like they just turned 21. You know how people are when they turn 21? Yeah. They get in the club. They can buy their own liquor, get cigarettes. So they be on geek mode. So then you have those. And then you also got to throw out there that at this point, you know, a lot, it's a lot of women. It's like, the ratio is like 10 to 15 to 1. So you got the rest of them, they just like, they ain't trying to be on nothing, you know, because they got women out here that they feel they're at the last stage of their life. So they going to give most people wife or girlfriend privileges and don't really have a relationship. So they out here just, they living their best life. So if it's 15 to 1, they out here like doing a thing, you know, they ain't got to commit. So you got like 5% that may not be in jail, gay, with a felony, or in that other group that I speak of. And then you have like a good 75% of people in my age group that still look good. Plugger. got good, you know, have a good job, shape nice, never been married, no kids, no baggage, not crazy, and don't have a felony themselves. It's like 75% of us trying to date this 5%. So what? It's difficult.
But you say, you just said not crazy, but like a lot of people would listen to this and say, okay, you're in your 40s, no baby, never been married, none of this. You might be a little bit crazy.
No.
You might be scaring people off.
I was selective. You know, when people were having kids and they were 17 or 18 in their early, not knocking that, it wasn't for me. My mom was a teen parent, so I deemed to go to school and I wanted to get a career because I know that I wanted to secure the bag. So I wanted to make sure that happened for me. So I did those things. And when people were out wilding and doing whatever, I was, you know, getting my career situated, starting it. I was traveling. I was doing things that were age appropriate at my time. I was clubbing and doing all that stuff when other people were raising kids or starting a shack or getting married. So, I was having fun at the time. I think you should have fun. And then when I was ready and, you know, my career was set and things like that, then other people wasn't ready.
People wasn't ready.
That's how it is.
I like that. I like how you know, you handled your business and stuff, and you didn't have kids early. And
But
having them late, are you worried? Like, are you scared?
I'm not.
You're not scared?
No, because I also try my best to keep up with my health. And like far as everything, I can do that. I'm healthy. My doctor said, just if I want to do it, just do it. Do it fast.
Do it fast.
Uh-huh.
I mean, hurry up.
Yeah, if I wanted to.
So look, okay then. So that makes me ask, say for instance, you find a guy, right?
Okay.
How soon are you going to want to have a baby? And you know what I'm saying? You're just meeting a guy and you don't think that would like scare him off, and you know, you talking baby talk all early.
So first of all, you don't meet no guy and be like, hey, I need a baby right now. Whatever
but
the case
But your doctor
be.
Said you need to have it fast.
She just saying sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? Don't do me when Tamron Hall, Haley Berry, and Janet Jackson doing it. You know.
Who is Haley Berry?
Hell, what the hell is her name?
Holly.
We gonna ask. I don't think it's Holly like Christmas Holly.
I don't think
you're pronouncing it correctly.
All I know, since I've been a little boy all the way until
Well, you
now,
could have been pronouncing it all
the way. Everybody been calling her Holly Berry.
It ain't Holly Berry. So I don't know nobody Berry. Call her Holly like
Christmas
Holly. I
ain't never
heard
nobody call her Haley Berry.
You probably one of them black dudes that say Illinois too.
No, definitely not.
Yes, you
definitely
do.
Not.
Chicago, Illinois, Joliet.
Joliet.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure you're not those types. I don't think her name is Holly.
It's
Christmas Holly. But we'll call her an axa. That'll be the next episode. Okay, because I don't think it's Holly.
So you saying all of them have had babies late in age and
not only that, you have to think about it. Other races, as far as Caucasian females, when we were black people, like we'd be in a mall and we'd be looking at people, you'll see them with younger kids and they're older. White people been doing it. They've been securing the bag and going to college and getting settled to try to make a foundation for their family. It's nothing wrong with that. I do see a lot of people that try to shun that, like, oh, somebody actually told me you should have had a baby in high school. Like, what, bitch? Oops. Can we curse?
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought that was the dumbest shit ever. Like, don't say that. Like, why would you want to struggle? You know what I'm saying? And why would you want to put that burden on your parents? Because your parents had kids. Yeah. They probably wasn't expecting no more. So that was dumb. Like I said, never shade. My mom was a teen mom and she rocked out with us. So it is. I just wanted to do something else. Like I said, others have been doing that forever. And you know, their kids going to college and stuff like that and having what they needed for school.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just us that want to, you know, shun something that somebody else may be doing. But to each his own. That's how it is.
Facts. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel with you finding a
Why you got to say light at the end of the tunnel?
A boo.
So let's not get it twisted. It's plenty of candidates.
Yeah, but you ain't chose one.
How do you know?
Ooh. You just said you were single.
No, you didn't ask, was I single? Okay, you said I was dating. That's what you said.
You made it seem like, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
So let me tell you, single is how I found my taxes. Remember that.
Because you're not married.
There you go. All when right. you're not married, you're single. Okay. Period.
Do you have a man?
Oh, we in our business. I have.
This is the I Am Super Facts podcast.
Oh, it's all good. You know it's all good.
We going now.
We going now?
Yeah, we going now.
Okay.
We going now.
Make sure we got that reciprocity. But moving right along. No, I got potentials. I'm interviewing.
You say plural. You got more than one, huh?
I'm drafting for the NBA championship team. So who's going to be?
You having sex with any of them?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Then, okay. That's
okay. Cool. So when you're drafting and you don't pay all them top notch salary when you drafting. You ain't even signed the contract yet.
Hey, I like your metaphor.
Okay.
That's dope.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because like my last episode, I think I made the greatest metaphor ever by saying when you break up with a woman, you gotta treat it like you're a CEO of a company.
Okay.
And if she's not helping out, or, you know, if it's a woman breaking up with a man, if that person is not making the company better and doing that, you must give them the pink slip.
Super facts. I agree with that.
I know. I said it was the greatest metaphor ever.
Until you heard that one. So anyhow.
Yours was good, but it wasn't better than mine.
Oh, yeah, boy. I've been saying that. And
man, you ain't been saying nothing. If it ain't documented. You ain't said it. Mine's documented.
Okay.
So,
next time I'm copywriting my shit. That's what's going to happen.
But so yeah. You got candidates.
Yeah. I keep candidates.
Why you ain't chose one? I ain't
ugly. Let's not get that. And I have a nice personality. You know, I have energy. Not to sound conceited or something, or, you know, but first of all, it's a sad dog that don't wag his own tail. So always remember that. So
coming with it today.
Yeah, basically. Hey. So I'm a good person. Like, okay. You know, loyalty is rare. That's something I have. I'm a people's person. I'm a people person. I have to do that with my career.
But you're not the people's champ.
I'm gonna let you claim that already because that's your self-title, but yes, I am. Yeah, I am, actually.
You can't be the people's
champ. Oh, yes, I am.
You're the people's person. I'm the people's champ.
Okay, we're gonna let
that
happen.
Sorry for cutting you off, though.
It's all good. But I have an energy and a light inside me that attracts people.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's not an issue. I think the biggest issue for me is choosing someone is... Like I said, most people don't want to be married again, don't want to be in a relationship because they shacked for 20 years. They may not want kids. So that sometimes is a deal breaker. And then it also makes me broaden my dating span, like far as age. Okay. Like I can go younger and I can go older. Well, no, I don't really like older. But I can go younger because I'm gifted. I was blessed with the Benjamin Buttons. I found that. So I don't really look my age. So
super facts.
Okay. So
yeah. Okay. Enough about you, man. You know.
Yeah, because you put my business out here in these streets.
Hey, that's what we do.
Okay, man. That's cool. That's what I said. Next episode, some reciprocity. So be ready.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
You can't come at the People's Champ. This is the People's Champ's podcast. The I Am Super Facts podcast.
Okay.
And I Am Super Facts.
So,
I run this. I am a dictator.
People be throwing them questions back at Charlamagne and Wendy Williams.
Hey, but...
But what?
But Charlamagne be handling himself.
He don't handle them all the time, because when somebody came back at him and asked him why was he running when Lil' Kim sent them boys after him, he ain't had no answer.
He ain't had no answer because it ain't nothing you can say.
And then somebody else asked him what they said when somebody else came on the show. You ain't say that when such and such came on the show.
Like
but,
when, what's the kid from Onyx?
Oh yeah. Well, Fredro Starr. Yeah,
them.
So you know what I'm
Beanie
saying?
Beanie Siegel was about to get at him.
Yeah.
Master P checked him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you checked that one out.
But. I'm like, Beans, get down and lay down.
Yeah.
So if I want some questions, I'm gonna ask those questions. You're just gonna be like, we gotta sign off right now.
No.
Bleeping and trying
ain't
to
nobody
beep,
signing
beep, beep.
Off nothing.
Yeah, beep, beep,
you
beep,
do,
beep.
You can't do that.
It's gonna be all censored. They're gonna be like, what happened to the podcast? It just went black.
Check this out though.
What's up?
How you feel about Jay-Z? Like, you know, Jay-Z been in the news these last couple of weeks. How you feel about Jay-Z as far as a rapper first?
Okay, I mean, honestly,
a hip hop artist.
I am a late 90s, early 2000 Jay-Z fan. You know, when the Rockefeller Records were really, you know, the Rock was in effect and they was getting out off the ground. That was my Jay-Z. This older family man, businessman. I love him as a businessman. But I think him and his wife need to just go and chill out sometime. Let somebody else have it. You did it great. It's cool. But that Jay-Z, he was phenomenal. 90, early 2000.
Yeah.
Jigga what, jigga who, Jay-Z? Love him. Now.
When I was in high school, and shit, early 2000s.
Yeah, you see you see that shade? You see the super fact
that
shade?
Ain't no shade, man.
That's all right. You put us next to each other, I bet you people think I look younger than him, but carry on.
I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, I do look young to, you know, for my age. People don't believe me when I tell them how old I am. They think I'm younger.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
The only thing that, you know, motherfuckers might look at me and say, hey, you might got a little age. I got gray in my beard, which is dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you like it?
Hell yeah, I love it. I can't wait till the whole beard
gray. Oh, you gonna think you a zaddy then? Okay.
You so funny, man. I can't wait till it, you know, I get more gray.
So you gonna be taking them pictures and you gonna be like the internet grandpa, like, dude, yes, Mr. Steal your grandma?
Nah, ain't gonna be no grandma stealing, no.
Oh, okay, Mr. Steal the Cougars.
No.
Okay, but no. Carry on.
yeah, but Jay, I really wasn't a Jay fan like that, but I grew into a Jay-Z fan. And
so when did you grow into a Jay-Z fan? Because you were
probably,
young then, so you probably didn't appreciate.
No. I was old enough to appreciate music.
Okay.
I'll say the rapper that I didn't appreciate when I was younger was probably Biggie Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
Because he died when I was in fifth or sixth grade.
Oh my God. Now, only times like that makes me feel old.
Okay.
Okay, just okay. Like that. When people be like, okay. Yeah, my mom used to bump Biggie Smalls. What?
I mean, I loved Tupac. I love Tupac. Tupac's the greatest. But I didn't appreciate the people he was dissing.
How was you in fifth grade listening to Tupac?
Because my family, I had an aunt. She passed away. God bless her. So she passed away, and she was probably one of the biggest Tupac fans that I knew at that time. And she listened to nothing but Tupac. Loved Tupac. You can't say nothing bad about Tupac.
You see who came?
Exactly.
Not for me.
And I was always around her, and I mean, that's all I listened to. And I had a cousin that all he listened to was Tupac. So I became one of the biggest Tupac Tupac fan.
So you know how I feel about that story? Not to cut you off.
Like what? Him passing away? Him getting
murdered? No. It sounds like, you know, you told that story like, yeah, my mama used to listen to the Temptations. And I just, yeah, okay. But anyway, carry on. It made it sound really, really old. Like my, my opinions on rap. You know, when I used to, that was the foundation. Yeah. You know, just kind of made me feel a little some way. But continue.
Bitch, I didn't appreciate Biggie until I got older. I'm like, man, dude, like when Pac was dissing everybody, I was saying fuck them too. The only rapper that I listened to that Pac was probably saying fuck you too was Nas. Nas was the only rapper that I was listening to other than Tupac. And when Tupac was dissing Jay and Biggie, Mobb Deep, Prodigy and them, I was like, man, fuck them.
Shout out to Nas. He's super fine and he's still fine after all these years. Black don't crack, baby. How you doing, Nasir?
Boo. Look at you.
Yeah.
Hopefully he listens to this.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Come see me on the south side. The best side.
Whatever.
Anyway.
But Jigga Man, I started appreciating him, I think, when the Blueprint dropped, I was like, okay, I see it. That's one of my favorite albums of all time. But to go back to the reason he's in the news, I'm 50-50 on that whole situation.
Okay, so you gotta elaborate. Tell the people why he's in the news.
Okay, he's in the news because he just struck a deal with the NFL. And at first, he was dissing the NFL. And he was riding with Cap, which Cap is kneeling and, you know, filed a grievance against the NFL and had a, they struck a deal, you know, so I guess it wouldn't go to court and a lot of the business would get put out there. I'm talking about Cap and the NFL. And
so he has a gag order to an extent.
Who, Cap?
Yes.
Yeah, facts. Okay, yeah, he does. But he still got paid. So a lot of people looking at Cap, like, dude, you was riding for the cause, but they paid you off. But at the same time, you look at Jay-Z, and Jay-Z was riding with him and saying, F the NFL, we don't need you, y'all need me. And then he strikes a deal, and then behind the scenes, he's trying to become an owner. So he made that comment.
What was the comment?
We're past kneeling.
Okay.
And that really, you know, made people look at him sideways.
So what do you think?
A sellout.
Okay. Not into NFL, so let's start there.
Okay.
But I am familiar with what's going on. So when he said, hold on, so let me actually pull up in verbatim what he said. Mm-hmm. Because we're past kneeling.
What's next?
Yeah, you know, that could be taken two ways. So first of all, let me start here with our community. This is how I feel, and everybody know, if you know me, I'm super, super, super pro-black. I'm all about my people. But what I don't like my mother always taught us, if we have some dissension or something going on within the house, you keep that business in the house. And when we are in disagreement with something, we have to take it to social media, and we look... The dissension amongst African Americans is just making other people look at us and like they always fighting against something, you know, amongst each other. Some certain things don't always need that big fight on social media.
Right.
That's what I don't like that we do. It's just like we just always got something to say. But hold on, give me a second, because I really want to pull up exactly what he said before we dive into that Jay-Z's quote. Because that could be taken two ways.
And that's the thing. I'm taking it two ways. Because I'm like, damn, you know, he's saying we passed that. It's not about Cap anymore. And this and that. But I'm also looking at it like, maybe he's trying to do something. Maybe he's trying to, you know, open doors for people or, you know, bridge that gap between, you know, I guess the NFL and whatever they penalizing people for kneeling during the national anthem. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the the particulars about the deal that, you know, Jay-Z, because, I mean, he had to get paid.
Oh, yeah, he got paid. You know what I'm saying?
And then they said he stopped Jermaine Dupri from striking a deal with the NFL, but Jermaine Dupri came out and shut that down and said that didn't happen. But I don't know, man. I'm not finna criticize Jigga, man, but I'm also just looking at him like, what is he doing? I don't know what he's doing, so.
Okay, so his exact thing that he said is, I think we move past kneeling, and I think it's time to go into actionable items. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how, like, you just told me how you took that. How I took it is, and then he goes on to add, let me finish. No, I don't want people to stop protesting at all. He did say that.
Right.
Kneeling, I know we're stuck on it because it's a real thing, but kneeling is a form of protest. I support protests across the board. We need to bring light to the issue. I think everyone knows what the issue is. We're done with that saying what the issue is. I'm giving a little extra what he meant. Like, we're done with that. I don't think he disclaimed that or just like was throwing that to the side. I think it's like, we no longer need to tell you what the issue is and keep drilling that in your head. We all know what it is. That's what he meant with that. Not like we over that, let's do something else. And I think sometimes Black people, you know, they don't be so quick to want to attack you and critique you. They just going to take something verbatim and interpret their meaning of it. And I don't think that's what he mean. And then he says, and I'm not minimizing that part of it because that has to happen. That's a necessary part of the process. But now that we all know what's going on, what are we going to do? How are we going to stop it? Because the kneeling was not about a job. It was about injustice. So I just want to know, right, how do people take that and run with it with the meeting, and they start calling this man Uncle Tom's and and all this stuff. What I think he said is, and this is how I'm interpreting it, as well as it seems like I'm agreeing with you, is, okay, we kneeled. He protested. We got the word out about what the issue is. Everybody know what the issue is about with Blacks in America. So now, what's our plan? That was one form of protest, by the way. And what, say his name, Kaepernick?
Yeah, you can just call him Cap.
Cap was kneeling by himself. Who else was kneeling with him?
He had a teammate, Eric Reed, who was kneeling with him, who basically put Jay-Z on blast for striking a deal with the NFL.
But did you put your boy on blast for taking that money?
That's something I said. But they saying that Cap said, go get your job. Go get a job. If somebody's going to offer you a job to play, go ahead and get it. Because I said the same thing. Like, they can look at Eric Reed, who was being, when once he was kneeling, it took time for him to get signed for a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally got signed. And then I'm looking like, well, that's basically the same thing Jigga doing. Like, if you riding with somebody and then you take a job with the people that the guy you riding with is having an issue with, it's like.
But I don't, in my eyes, I don't feel Jay-Z is doing that. I feel like.
I don't think he is.
So first of all, this is always and will forever be the white man's country. They brought us here to work and pick the cotton and do their gardening. That's not our country. So, well, let us be clear. It wasn't theirs either. But they took over it. So we always are going to be second-class citizens to them, even though we're no longer the minority. So I feel that they always make it hard for us. So we have to be educated. We got to jump. We got to run faster. We got to jump higher just to succeed because we're Black, even though we are no longer the minority. So I feel that at this point, you got to think of different ways strategically to play the game. It's not selling out. You know, you got to have money to get in there. Like, you got to get a seat at the table. They're not going to bring you, you know, just to sit down. You got to get your money up, get your respect up, and then get at the table, get the power, because money is the power, to be able to make those decisions. Then he can get his foot in the door. Now he can do something else. Like, we're past kneeling. Now what are we going to do? It's definitely more actionable items. I think it's a bigger picture, and I think before we as a whole need to critique him, we need to see what the long-term goal is. What is he going to do? Now, we just want to say something right now, and then people want to get on the internet for likes and disagree with people. Oh my God, y'all not getting paid for that. Let's see what he does, because I really definitely, he's a great businessman. I don't think, he's not dumb. I think it's something else behind that. And we also have to look at his history of what he's done for other Black people and, you know, giving money to different causes. So that's how, well, I feel about that.
If you let Dame Dash tell it, Jay-Z ain't shit. He said he always been like that. So basically he's saying Jay-Z ain't done shit for people.
Okay. So what if... That's, you can't really go off. I don't never, first of all, I hate the Rockefeller Records fell off. Let's get that together.
Whose fault is that?
Whose fault? You know what? I got to investigate. I think we ain't going to know. It was his story.
Jay-Z dismantled Rockefeller Records.
It's his fault, but why? See, we don't know.
Hey, if you let, we only hear one side. Jay-Z don't never go into it. Jay-Z right. ain't never went into it.
So the disgruntled ex-wife, Dame Dash, seems like, damn. You know, he always got, anytime he got something to say that he can, like, badmouth Jay-Z, he in the limelight. Have you noticed that? Let's be honest.
Look, I'm going to put it like this.
Okay.
I think he try to, like, he has to know whenever he do an interview, the Jay-Z conversation is going to come up. He gets tired of it. Dame
Dash?
Yeah, Dame Dash. Like, if you
listen, they went and got that man for that interview I just seen. They found him. Because he ain't doing
look,
shit.
Look, the interview, I should have sent you the interview so you can watch it.
I should have. I've seen it, and I kept scrolling past it.
No, so you gotta watch it.
I probably should have watched it. But yeah. My thing, who went and got him for this interview?
I don't know. Maybe the guy who's conducting the interview... Probably got
this
him.
This is my question for him, which makes him look like the bitter baby mama of the ex-wife.
It does make him look like that.
Every time something go on with Jay-Z, especially if it's going to show him in a negative light or any type of, you know, shape, form, or fashion, somebody digs Dame Dash up. We don't never even see Dame Dash on TV. He ain't making no more, producing any more artists, no record company. Like, what is Dame Dash doing? Like, let's start there. What is he doing right now?
You let him tell it. He, you know, he's behind the Rachel Roy business. His kids got a cookie company or some shit. Like, he pretty much saying that he got businesses. Like he's done with the music industry.
Okay, so he got businesses.
Yeah. That's basically what he says he got, you know what I'm saying? And I think he's trying to get into, like, movies and stuff like that. Okay. You know, so
it don't seem like it's a lot of people offering him to sit at their table, and I don't see him on that Forbes list. So, with that being said, I mean, I don't got his money. I still got to punch a clock every day. So, they ain't no shade. But him and his cousin, Stacy, but that's a whole nother situation.
Yeah.
They just seem like the irritants of the upper echelon. I don't know what to say about them. But like I'm saying, every time Jay-Z seemed like he finna get shaded, cause, you know, or whatever, and it's finna go wrong for him, and he's rubbing the African-American delegation the wrong way, somebody digs his ass up and does an interview. He is a non-motherfucking factor any other time. Who looking for Dame Dash?
I don't know, but... The stuff that he be saying is something to think about. Like, okay, I don't know if, like, everything he's saying is just lies, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it has
some truth to it.
I don't know, you know? That's,
but why ain't nobody else spoke on this? What did he say?
Because Jay-Z powerful now.
Okay.
Jay-Z is powerful
so
now.
So he's kind of like on the Oprah level, because you can't cross Oprah.
Time out. Yeah, facts. You see what happened with Monique? When she get to talking about Oprah and all them, the powers that be, you get blackballed. And that's what happened with Dame. That's what happened with Dame Dash, though. Dame Dash has talked about the wrong people, the people that's up there.
So you think that's what happened to him?
I think it mostly got to do with him, because he's one of them brash people that will, you know what I'm saying, he will basically tell you what's on his mind. A lot of people probably don't like being told what's on, like, the truth, or being dissed or talked to in a manner that he talked to people. So I really think he done did it to himself.
Okay.
Because look, you gotta put it like this. Maybe some of the things that he was doing around that time when Rockefeller was the biggest record label in the country, Jay-Z probably didn't like. Like, he did some things as making Cameron a president of Rockefeller. It was things that he was doing that Jay-Z probably wasn't, you know.
First, his business move.
Yeah, it's like you is Dame, Jay, and Biggs. Those the three head honchos that was up with Rockefeller.
Okay.
If Dame is from Harlem. So Dame is rocking with Cam and Jim Jones and all them at that time. And so Jay really wasn't rocking with them like that. And the moves he make, I think it was probably the moves he was making. Jay wasn't agreeing. Jay found a way to take control. And then when he took control, dismantle it, turn it into Roc Nation. And now you see what he got. But basically, he said Jay ain't shit. And Jay been, you know.
But why he say he not shit?
I'm guessing because of what he did. How he took things, took the whole Rockefeller and broke it down and turned it into Roc Nation. X'd him out. That just X'd everybody out. Only person he probably took with him was Kanye.
Okay, so that's again sound. I think we ain't gonna never get the truth to that story.
We might not.
It's his side, Jay's side, Dame's side, and the truth. Ain't nobody got that one but God himself, I guess.
But what it looks like, it looked like what Dame's saying is the truth. What it looked like, I'm not saying it's truth, but what it looked like.
So you're saying, that's what I'm saying. Give me a little bit more to go on, because I'm not.
I just gave you everything.
Okay, you gave me that, but you said he keeps saying he ain't shit, and it seems like.
Because he's saying he basically fucks everybody. Jay also had got the job over at Def Jam. He was like the head guy at Def Jam. Mm-hmm. And everybody over there complained. DMX complained. LL Cool J complained. Like, everybody always complained about Jay, but at the same time, the fans, everybody loved Jay, and to MP, a lot of people's eyes, Jay can't do no wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a Trump factor, where Trump can say and do whatever, but the black people gonna be like, fuck Trump. Mexicans ain't gonna say fuck Trump. But you also got people that's gonna look and say Trump can't do no wrong.
Those are usually the bigots, but that's another story.
Yeah, but that's just what it is. I'm the type of person, I'm like in the middle. Like, I'm looking at Jay like this. I'm like, I mean, I love Jay. Jay is probably one of the greatest rappers of all time as far as everything, as far as rapping and business and all that shit. But I'm also looking at him like, he's an opportunist. I think he see an opportunity. And it's like, he's one of those type of people where I feel like we all grown. I don't have to talk to you to do what I want to do. So people saying he should have talked to Cap or Bron Cap with him. I'm looking at it like Jay, like, I don't have to talk to him. Like, why do I need to talk to him?
So that's why the black delegation is upset. How was he going to bring Cap with him?
And because Cap started this.
I get what you're saying. But people are forgetting that man took... He made a lawsuit, and he got a deal. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that deal contains like a gag order. It has some things behind the thing. Once you sue somebody, uh-huh, and you get, you know, a deal out of that, it ain't nothing you can do. That's just like if you sue somebody, just period. He sued them. It ain't no coming back from that. I'm pretty sure they made him sign something like, go away. You can't never work with us no more. We giving you this money. You can't. I'm positive we will never know. But you can't bring somebody like that sued them. And I'm sure it's something in there. And then expect him to bring him. And is anybody thinking of that? You know, because that man sued them. I'm pretty sure them NFL lawyers, they got billionaire dollar lawyers that they got working for them. You think they just been handing this man some money after he done caused the pain in his side and their side?
Yeah.
And caused people to boycott them and millions, cost them millions and probably billions of dollars in endorsements and advertisements that people were pulling out of. And you think he ain't signed something? Like, come on, people. Like, he signed something.
So, all in all, what's your take on Jay-Z, like, to end this? To end the discussion on Jay.
I just think we just gotta look. I don't have a negative view of him at this point in time. I'm thinking America, the game, the black people we gotta get some money to get ahead. And a power, and money is a power, and you got to get some power to sit at the table and have a voice to make decisions. If he goes somewhere and go kneel somewhere, that's not gonna do anything at this time. I think Cap started it off. Now we gotta finish it. You know, the main people that is calling him Uncle Tom's, these are the main people that are not going to get out here and march against police injustice, mm-hmm. not going to even pick up the phone and turn in your baby daddy, your cousin that you know that out here shooting these innocent people. So I don't want to hear nothing from them. You're not even doing anything. There's no, our generation, I hate to say it, if we revert back to the Jim Crow times, our generation will not be sitting at no lunch counters. What we finna do that for? I'm hungry. That ain't gonna solve nothing. They would have talked about Martin Luther King the whole time. What we marching to Washington for? That's too far. My Jordan's not comfortable. Like, our generation not gonna do that. So if y'all not gonna march, if you not gonna kneel, if you not gonna be out here speaking against somebody when they're doing something, if you're not even gonna pick up the phone with y'all, we don't snitch generation, and report these people that you know are out here shooting these people that kind of rouse up these police, that I don't want to hear nothing from them, these types that ain't going to do nothing to benefit anybody but themselves. I don't want to hear from them. I think we need to just wait and see what he going to do behind the scenes. Now, if 5 years down the line, he just lining him in Beyonce's pockets and ain't doing nothing and ain't gave back to the cause, then fire up on his ass. But to them, we can't do that right now. We don't know. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. It's just the things. So before we go tearing each other down on this social media, giving these others a reason to look at us like we are disgruntled and have lack unity, we need to have a nice cup of shut the fuck up till we see what's going on. That's what I feel.
I like that. That was well put. Look at you. You think you know a little something.
I know you something.
You come with another thing like that, I might call you smart.
You know what? hating is an illness.
No, I just gave you some props though.
But that was like props with a little bit of shade.
Hey man, how many times?
That's how you do it.
How many times am I gonna tell you? What? I am the people's champ. Oh. This is the I Am Super Facts podcast.
Oh my god!
This is for the people. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But no, that was well put. I like that. You're right. I feel like, see, you just swayed me over to
come on over to
yeah, because I'm in the middle. I'm like, I didn't move a foot over.
Just a foot. No, you're the
same, but you over. I didn't move a foot over to your side because that is, I feel that 100%. If you ain't doing shit, Don't fucking be in here calling him an Uncle Tom. See, I'm not doing shit. That's why I'm not calling him an Uncle Tom. I'm not kneeling. I'm not protesting. I'm not doing none of that.
And I have did a couple of those. I have protested. I have marched downtown. I was up there when they shut down the Dan Ryan. I don't think it's cool. Yeah. Like, you know, these people are, you know, the killings that's going on here. Let me tell you this, and I damn sure don't think it's okay. Black males are not the only people, and let me repeat and make this clear, that get harassed by the police. I stay on the low end, and I've been over here 3 years, and I've been stopped by the police like a good 5 times since I moved over here for no fucking reason at all. To the fact that I have warned them if they stop me one more time, that I will have to go to the alderman and I will demand badge numbers. So it just don't happen to black males. I feel it. I have been harassed since I lived over here. I don't know if they think I look like El Chapo, little sister. I don't know what it is. I'll be coming from work. So, you know, it happens to everyone. We all are affected by that. But if you are not doing anything, then you just can't say anything. Like, that personally hit home. I get harassed.
Yeah.
So, that's that.
I respect that on the respect.
Do you respect that on the respect?
On the respect.
Too funny. Hey, Mr. Superfax.
Nah, all in all, though, this has been a good show, a good episode. Episode 20.
Ooh, 20. Yeah,
I made it to 20. I feel like it. I'm finna call my mama once we done and say, Mom, I made it.
Fuck it, I made it.
I feel like a celebrity now.
Oh, my goodness. Made we on Dub 20. Nation over here. We
episode 20 of the I Am Super Facts podcast, which with my homegirl, Nene Brown Sugar. Nene, where can they, find you on social media?
On social media, I am on Instagram. I am Shorty Bad 2 on Instagram.
What?
Shorty Bad 2.
You gotta spell that, man.
Shawtybadd. I think it's underscore. Look, let
you
me
don't
look.
Even know.
No, I don't. But I know that on Facebook, I am Nene Madison. They took my brown sugar away from me for many years because that's how, you know what? I don't know. They just upped and told me I had to change my name. And that's what a lot of people know me as. And if they see me out in the street, they be like, Nene Brown Sugar. Nene Brown Sugar. So I'm a low-key on a sneak peek to the back.
Where you get this brown sugar from?
Because that's my skin tone, love. I have a skin tone that, you know, I'm not dark skin. I'm not light skin. I'm not caramel. I'm like kind of like
the
a.
What the fuck you mean?
I'm like this. I'm
you
like.
You gotta be one.
No, 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 no! Don't box me. I got that brown sugar tone.
You just boxed yourself by calling your name brown sugar.
You know what? Leave me alone. If you want to know what skin tone I am brown sugar. Okay, it's just the skin tone, and I'm sweet.
Such
a sweet person.
Jesus, you should have been. I always tell people when they're trying to sell themselves, they need to be a car salesman. Go get a job at CarMax.
Anyhow, my Instagram is shawtybad2 underscore shawty, shawty underscore bad, BADD2. That's where I could be found.
So I got to ask you this before we go. Mm-hmm. You think you ever come back on the Super Facts podcast?
You gonna have me?
Only if you want to come back on.
I'll come back. I think you need a co-host, but that's another story. I do. I think you need one. I think I am the person to be that for you.
You want to be my co-host?
I could be your co-host.
I don't know, man. You got a resume?
Yeah, I got a resume. My resume probably longer than yours. Don't
you
get
got
me.
A resume.
Don't do
you
me
got
like that. I told you I used to be on the radio back in the day. WKKC. That was me. That was us in the background in high school doing the damn thing.
That was in the mid-90s, man.
I don't give
this
a hoot,
different.
Manny.
This is a different generation,
Let
girl.
Me tell you. The people love me. You the people's champ. I'm the people person. I'm just trying to help you out here.
Nah, you did a fabulous job.
Oh.
That was... Today, I like it, man. I think the people gonna like it, you know. But they always like, you know, what
super
I bring. Super facts.
I'm so proud of you, though. Episode 20. Yes.
Yeah, episode 20.
What's up?
Yeah. When you gonna get yourself a shirt, man?
You see how the shade.
You ain't got no shirt. How you gonna rep and you ain't got no shirt?
But
that
you
don't
said
make sense.
You had one for me in the car.
We'll see.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I got extra small.
I don't need extra small. I'm not trying to have people see my heartbeat. You know what? I'm going to need two. I want the small, and then I want a larger one because I'm going to trick it out. Then I'm going to go ahead and blast you on Instagram and let the people see it.
You can't trick my shirts out, man.
Wait a minute. Is that in the clause?
Yeah, it's in the fine print.
No.
It's at the bottom of the receipt after you purchase.
It's going to be like Pimp My Ride. Like, I'm going to do some things. I'm going to bring some attention to you. I'm going to bring the people to you.
Respect.
Got you.
Respect. That's so dope, you know.
Hold you down, boss.
Yeah. Again, I want to say thank you. And you're definitely going to be on the I'm Super Facts podcast again.
Yay!
All right. I'm about to sign off, people. It's me, the people's champ, Super Facts, on the I Am Super Facts podcast. And y'all already know my slogan.
What's the slogan?
I got the belt, I got the title. If you don't know, now you know. Peace.